Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We are on Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, about five lines from the bottom of the word Tanya. So we had mentioned yesterday on Amud Aleph that if a baby is born after 8 months of gestation, right, he's considered a nephil, right? So he's not going to live. He's not going to live, and therefore he shouldn't have a bris milah on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is now going to switch over to discuss certain vlados, how you can have a bris milah to begin with. If there's a suffix, and maybe he's born in the 8 months, maybe not. Right? So Tanya, learn a brisa. Shimon Gamliel Omer. Shimon Gamliel says, Kol sheshoha shloshim yom ba'adam, eino nefel, shenemar ufduyav, mi ben chodesh tifte. He says, a human baby is considered to be a live human being only after 30 days. Once 30 days pass, he's no longer considered to be a nefel. He's considered to be viable after 30 days, because the pasuk says, "Uf duyav mi ben chodesh tifteh," that you redeem him, right? You redeem him after 30 days. And Rashi says towards the bottom, "Mi detali b'hachi," from the fact that you, from 30 days, that's when you do that's when you potim, you do pidyon ben. Shma minad, you see from there, achshav isbarish hu ben kayama. Now it's established that he is going to be a viable entity. Velo kodin l'kein, and not beforehand. That's when it comes to a human, but Shmonis yamim bibehema einu nefel. If an animal survives for 8 days, that's when he's considered to be viable, because the pasuk says, "Umayom hashmini v'halal yeretzel lekaban mishel Hashem." Because only after the eighth day is he viable to be brought as a korban. So the Gemara says some. So the Gemara makes a diuk, haloshaha. But if the human doesn't pass 30 days, or if the animal doesn't pass 8 days, haloshaha sveka have. Then it's, at that point in time, you know, up to day 30 or up to day 8, it's going to be a suffix whether it's a bar kayama, or it's something that's going to be viable or not. Because we don't know whether or not, because the assumption being is that we don't know whether there's an 8-month baby or 9-month baby, so we don't know what's going to be, we have to wait. So Gemara says, if that's the case that we have the suffix, so mimhal hechi mahalinun lei. So how can you give a bris milah to a baby on Shabbos? Rashi says, shkakatan biyom shemini b'Shabbos. Dilma Nefelhu, maybe he's an Ephel. Again, we don't know, they can't tell, they don't know that he's if it's 8 months or 9 months. The possibility is it's an 8-month baby, and until 30 days pass, he's going to be considered an Ephel. And what are you going to be doing? You're going to be giving a bris milah on a non-viable baby. Right? He says, Dilma Nefelhu, below Chazi Lemul. Then Rashi says, what's the, you're going to violate a malacha? Rashi says, pour with malachas, what the malacha is, we'll go with Rashi. Rashi says, Va'osa Chabura, Shalom Shem Mitzvah. You're making a wound. So it's womb, it's from shochet, whatever. So the bottom line, it's a malacha. Whatever the malacha is, that's a machlokas. But you're going to violate a malacha on Shabbos to give this baby a bris milah.
That's a rove.
That's a rove. The Rosh talks about. It's a good question. So Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, you give a different answer. You know how we do it? Malin also miman of shach. You don't think we could go to rove. We have a miman of shach. Either way, it's going to be fine. Why? Imchayhu, if the baby's going to be viable, so shop your kamayo. So we did a good bris milah. You were moel a viable baby on Shabbos. The imlav, and if this is not a viable baby, because for whatever reason it wasn't a baby that was born a baby when we were 8 months, and then you have to wait the 30 days, so at the time it's not viable. The imlav, mechatech v'basarhu. All you're doing is cutting a piece of meat. Because if it's dead, if the assumption being is that if it's not considered viable, they're assuming it's sort of just considered a piece of meat. You last slice a piece of meat on Shabbos, what's the problem? And Rashi says, "Michatech bebasar shchutahu v'lo chaburu." It's considered a shechted piece of meat. It's dead. It's not viable. So the assumption being that it's not viable, and therefore you have no problem. So Gemara says, "Okay, if that's the case, that you have this possibility, this miman of shach. What about the following case? Velahadatanya, we have this brisa that says Safik ben Shiva, Safik ben Shmona. So we have a Safik whether this baby is a 7-month-old baby or an 8-month gestation period." 7-month gestation or 8-month gestation? 7-month they assumed was viable. 8-month they assumed was not viable. The Chazon Ish, all the posts didn't work out. It was mazeh. Yimchal Shabbos for an 8-month baby, you don't have this idea. Okay, whatever, it's a Shtana Tepo or whatever reason, you don't do that. But here, so Safi ben Sheva, Safi ben Shmona, the Brisa there says, Ein Mechal of a Shabbos. We're not Mechal Shabbos because maybe it's an 8-month baby. If it's an 8-month baby, it's Dino Kamnes. And then there's no mitzvah in its Mila. And from Safik, you can't mal the baby on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amai, why not? Why shouldn't we not be able to mal this baby on Shabbos? Let's use the same mimanashach. Nimale, give him a bris milah, mimanashach. Imchayhu, if it's a 7-month-old baby and it's going to, and it's viable, well then, shapir kamoyel. You did the right thing by giving a bris milah on Shabbos, because that's the zman. The imlav, and if it's not a viable baby, so what'd you do? You just were cutting a piece of meat. So what's the problem? So Amar Marbarei de Ravina. So Marbarei de Ravina says, you're right, ein lechanami. He says, Anav Rav Nechumei Bar Zechariah Targimna. We explained this brisa, that Mimol Hachinami Mahalinle. Yeah, you give him the brismila. So according to Rabbi Kiva, like we said, there's no problem. You give him the brismila. The shaila is, Lo Nitzrucha Ella L'machshiri Mila Aliva de Rabbi Lezer. This brisa is discussing the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that you allowed it to do the preparatory stages for the mila. So that, you don't have the Mimanashach. You can't warm up you can't make the knife because saying you don't have the Mimanashach. On Shabbos, what's the Mimanashach? The Mimanashach was you're not doing anything else there. But on the Machshirei, so if it's a viable baby, then you're allowed to coin to Rabbi Eliezer. If it's not a viable baby, then what you're doing is you're Mechal Shabbos. There's no Shochet B'Basar. Right? Rashi points it out. He says, Aval Safik, Ein Machshirin Dochen, Dilma Lavar Mimalhu, Umechal Shabbos, but also Pacham Barzel. If you make the coals hot to make the iron to make the metal, there's no mimanashach. So therefore, this brisa which says that emechal as a Shabbos is talking specifically the shita of Rabbi Yezer legabe machshirei mila. So Amar Abaye Ketanai. Abaye says this the machlokas is a machlokas tanoim. What machlokas is that? So most Rishonim point out that this machlokas that Rav Adar Bar Ava said, right? When Rav Adar Bar Ava said that if it's chai shaper kamoil, ilav mechatech b'basarhu, meaning if it's not, that an 8-month baby is not considered viable. It's as if it's viewed as if it's dead, so to speak. It's viewed as a piece of meat. So Amar Abaye Kitanoi. That, what Rav Adar Bar Ava said, is a machlokas tanoim. How do we know that? It says, now quoting a brisa from Torah Kohanim, it says, v'chiyomus min ha-behema asher hi lehem la'ochla. So if you have a kosher animal that dies without shechita, so it's considered a nevela. So it's a nevela. Anyone who touches a nevela becomes tamei, right? Anybody who touches an animal that had it been shechted, it would have been kosher, and it dies, and therefore it's a nevela, you're tamei. So they make the drush on the word la'achla, which means lahavi, which means to include, to add, ben shmona, a vlad, that, again, the assumption here is also that the animal has to have gestation for 9 months, as opposed to 8 months, it's not going to be considered viable. So Lahavi ben Shmona she'ein shechitasu mitaharto. They said the Bryce is saying that if you shechted an 8-month gestation period animal, that's not going to be mitahir it from its nevela because it's considered non-viable, and therefore it's not something that would be roi if you shechted it. So therefore, the shechita does not purify it from its nevela status. Once it's nevela, it's a nevela. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shechitaso Metaharto. Now the Shechita is Metaharit. So the Gemara says, my love, Bahakamifugi. Let's assume that maybe their machlokas is within the rule of Rav Adar Rava, about a Nefel, whether it's really considered dead or not. The Mar Savar, which is the second, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, so Omrim, they hold, Chayu. It's not considered Kemes, even though it's a Nefel. Therefore, if it's not considered a mace, so if you shecht it, you've now removed it from its, when you shechting it, you removed the nevela part, aspect from it, because you did a shechita. Umar suffer mason, the Tanakham is going to say, no, it's considered a mace, the shechita therefore is going to have no impact. If the shechita has no impact, so once you shecht it, it's still a nevela, because the shechita doesn't have any impact on it. So therefore, maybe they're arguing the same thing. Is this 8-month behemoth considered mace or not? If it's considered mace and the shechita does nothing, and therefore it's a nevela, if it's not considered mace and the shechita does accomplish something, and therefore once you shecht it, it's not going to be considered a nevela. So Amarava, Rava says, wait a second, if that's the machlokas as to whether or not this is considered a mace or not, their argument should be something more fundamental. Don't argue as to whether or not it's metamba nevela, argue as to whether or not you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. May you eat it? It's a much more fundamental basic discussion. Why are they going all the way to argue about tumah v'tahara? Let their argument be about whether or not the shechita is effective to permit you to eat the animal. If you hold it's considered a mace, the shechita is not effective, you can't eat it. If it's considered something that the animal is not considered a mace, the shechita is effective and you may eat it. So why are you going all the way to Tumuf Dahara? You can argue on a more fundamental case. So therefore, Ella Rav says no. That machlokes that we have over here in this brisa has nothing to do with Rav Ada Bar Ava, because Kuli Alma Mesu. Everyone is going to agree. The Tanakama and Rav Yosef Rav Lazar both agree that a Ben Shmona, 8-month gestated animal, is considered a mace. So therefore, what's the, if it's considered a mace, so therefore, if you shecht it, can't eat it. That's for sure. So what's the machlokas lagabe nevela? Does the shechita remove the nevela status or not? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, that they hold that this ben shmona is ketrefa. They say the ben shmona is not considered, it's not all the way mace. You have levels. You have mace, you have trefa, you have chai, you know, different levels. So it's not mace. It's only a trefa. So therefore, it's ketrefa. And trefa lav apagav de mesehi shechita metaharta. The halacha is when it comes to a trefa, to an animal that's going to die within the 12-month period, if you do shechita on that animal, despite the fact that it's a trefa, the shechita does have impact the gabi nevela. Meaning, if I shechted an animal that has these punctures in the lung, it's not dead yet. Not dead. It's not enough dead. So therefore, the shechita will remove the nevela status. That's what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar hold. But so he's right. Let me read again. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, Ketrefa. Trefa lav afal gav de mesehi shchita mitaharta. Hachanami lo shnav. The shchita is going to be retired. The Rabbanon, the Tanakama hold, no. Lo dami le trefa. It's not comparable to a trefa. Why? Trefa haisla shasa kosher. Assuming you're talking about an animal that became a trefa, there was a moment in time, or until it became a trefa, where it would have been kosher. Right? Had you shechted at that time, it would have been kosher. So therefore, since it has a shasa kosher, if you shecht it now, it's going to remove the nevela status. But hi, this 8-month gestated baby, lo high shasa kosher, never had this possibility of being kosher. That's why if you shecht it, it would not remove the nevela status. So the Gemara says, okay, you Jews were discussing about a trefa that developed a trefa. What if it's a congenital trefa that was born with it? Then it never had a shasa kosher either. Right? So therefore, right, Gemara says, v'chitema, Trefa mi betin, ma'ikala meimar. If it was born a trefa, it never has a shasa kosher. The Gemara never makes a distinction. The halacha doesn't make a distinction in the gabe trefas. It doesn't say, oh, a trefa that was developed its mum, there, if you sheft it, it removes the nevela status. No, it says all trefas don't have the nevela status if you sheft it. Why? This never had a shasa kosher. So the Gemara says, no, hasam nish bin mina shchita, hacha enim bin mina shchita. Talk about the category. The category of trefa has within it the ability that a shchita can be metaret. Meaning a trefa that was not congenital, a trefa that developed. But an 8-month gestated animal never has, there's no animal in that category that the shechita is going to be effective, because it's always going to be considered a mace, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that the shechita has no nevela impact. Just like the shechita doesn't allow you to eat it, the shechita will not allow you to remove the nevela status. Whereas the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they can say it's mace, but it's not fully mace. It's based on the gabe, the fact that you can't eat it, but it's not dead enough to the fact that the shechita will not impact the removal of nevela. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going back to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel basically said that he was choshesh for this animal that, because he didn't know whether or not it's born in 8 months or 9 months, he was choshesh that until 8 days pass, it's considered an aphel and you can't do anything with it. So you buy a loo. Me pleading Rabbanu Leiter Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Does anyone argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Number one, olo or not. And two, imkim tzilom pligi. And if people do, if there is a bar plukta, if someone does argue on him, halacha kamoso and halacha kamoso. Is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon or not? So, A, does someone argue? And if they do argue, what do we pass like? So Gemara says, I'm going to bring a brisa, which seems to indicate that there is a machlokas. Toshma will have a brisa that says, egel, okay, which is a vlad of a cow, shenolad by yontif, it was born on yontif. Okay, so it was not muksa, Rashi points out, because it's prepared agav de imo. So it's not muksa, but it's born in yantif. Shochetin also by yantif. You can shechet that day on yantif. Meaning you don't have to wait to 8 days, like Rav Shimon said. So if you don't have to wait to 8 days, clearly someone argues on Rav Shimon and says that we're not choshesh. So the Gemara says, no, hachab maiskinon, tekilei b'gavei shekolo chadashim. No. That price, Shimon ben Leo was talking about a case where normally, oftentimes, you don't know whether it was 8 months or 9 months. So you have the suffix. Here, somehow, the okimta is that Kol Chadashav, we know that it was born on the ninth month. We know that it was only the mating took place. It was only one time it was with a male, which was 9 months ago. It was the only time it was ever with a male. Then it was in seclusion. We know it was 9 months, so that's why we don't have the suffix. Even Rosh Hashanah, we will agree in that case that it's 9 months. Okay, then you don't have to wait to 8 days. And therefore, that's why the Brisa says that you may eat it, you may shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov itself. So Gemara says, okay, Tashma. Let me bring you another case. V'shavim, they both agree, meaning there's a machlokas before this, v'shavim she'im nolad hu umumo umo imo she'zem min hamuchan. So what's the case? So Rashi says the case, right? Rashi says, v'shavim. Look at Rashi v'shavim. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machlokes. Shenechlaku berowing mumin biyontov b'maseches beitza. The Gemara maseches beitza. There's a machlokes as whether or not you can show a mum to the kohen to determine whether or not this is a mum in the animal, whether you may show that on yontif. She imnolad hayom hu umumar umo. Okay, so that's the machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says you're not allowed to check it because if you check it and you turn out that it's good, basically what you're doing is you're metaking it. Right, that's tikkun kli, right? That he holds that would be tikkun. And Judah says no, but they both agree she'im nolad hu umumo imo. They both agree that if it was born with the mum, so if it was born with the mum, it never had a moment that it was usher to eat. It's a bechor. If the bechor is born with the mum, it was always mutter. Not fixing it to make it mutter. She'im nolad hu umumo imo she'zemin amuchan. That's considered mukhan, therefore what? You may eat it right away on yontif. So forget the whole part of the mum, everything, but bottom line is, the animal is born on yontif, you can eat it on yontif. You're not waiting the 8 days that Rosh Hashanah says. And Rosh says again, hacha nami, so to hear it, shekolo chadasha. Right, the Ukimta is a case where we know for a fact that the animal was born after 9 months of gestation. Again, it was only mated once, and then it was put away, and so there's no possibility that it was ever mated with again. So therefore we know that it was 9 months. So Tashma, let's bring another clear brisa that shows that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and others. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So if you say the halacha follows him, you know, whenever we say that in the Bavli assumes halacha like A means that someone's arguing. Otherwise you wouldn't have to say halacha like so-and-so. So he says halacha k'r Shimon Gamliel. So halacha meklal depligi, by having to say the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, indicates that someone argues, and Shema Minah, so we see someone argues with him, and yet we pass him like a Shimon Gamliel. So again, we pass him like a Shimon Gamliel, who holds, the way we're learning it, that if you have this doubt as to whether it was a full gestated baby or a full gestated animal, for a human you have to wait 30 days to consider it viable, for an animal you have to wait 8 days to consider it viable. Amar Abaye says, following case, Nafal min hagag osha acha ari. These are very, very explicit. But let's say the baby or the animal was killed before it reached viability. It fell off the roof, was devoured by a lion. Just some sort of extraneous thing happened to it, and it got killed. It was in a car accident. Something happened to it. So nafal min hagag osha acha ari during its 30 days. Right, the divrei kol. This brisa says, or Rabbi says, that according to everybody, I mean, the people who argue Rav Shimon Gamliel, Chachamim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, says, nevertheless, Chayu, it's still considered a viewed as a Chay. Nafkamina would be, for the woman, if she has to do, okay, Nafkamina, the woman has to do Chalitza, or that's, we can establish what the Machlokas is. Keep Ligi, where's their Machlokas, about viability or not? Their Machlokas is Pihik, if the baby, Pihik means different things, burp, yawn, depending on the context. Let's say the baby yawned, or had to breathe, so it breathed pH after it was born, so you saw that it was living a little bit, vimes, and then it dies. So Mar Savar, the Chagim argue, or Shimon Beyond, they say, he's a Chai. He's considered, he had a Chazak of a Chai, he's considered a Chai, and therefore he has the status of a Chai. Umar, that's where Shimon Beyond is going to argue and say Mesu. And that's when he's going to say that he's going to be Mes, because he didn't live the 30 days. My Nafkamina, whether he's a Chai or not, lift him in a yibum. Depart to the wife for your yibum. Let's say the husband dies, right, at that moment, the husband dies, and then they have this type of baby. Is that considered that he left offspring or not to allow her to marry into the shuk, as opposed to being tied to the brothers? So Gemara says, wait a second. Gemara asks him, Rabbi Lai, which I think, Mr. G, is your question. Nafal min agag. So he falls off the roof. O achlo ari, or he's devoured by a lion within the 30 days. Divrei akol chayu. everyone's going to agree that he's Cheskas Chai. That's not what Shimon Gamliel says. V'ha Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Shua, Ikul Bebei Brei, the Rav Idi Bar Avin. They were invited to the house of the son of Idi Bar Avin, so it's Rav Idi's son. The Ovid Lahu Igla Tilkla B'Yamam of the Shiva. And he, then they took this animal, and they fed him this iglatilta, which again, which is this prime type of meat, whether it's the third animal or an animal, whatever, just big, good type of meat, and they made it for him on the seventh day after it was born, right? The Yom Shiva, right? The Yomam of the Shiva. But Amrile, so Rav Papa, Rav Huna, said to Rav Idi Bar Avin, it is rachisu le adla orcha. Therefore, it was shechted on day seven, which is the same thing as Nafal Min Hagag, meaning it was killed by an outside variable. Right, so he says, had you invited us, like I guess tonight or tomorrow, then we would have eaten from it, because then we would have known it would have been viable, and we would have eaten it. But now, we're not going to eat it now, you shechted only after 7 days. Well, so who are they holding like? They must be holding Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that you have to wait 8 days, even if it's killed by this outside variable, you have to wait 8 days.
What's the problem eating on the seventh day?
It's a trefa, it's a nevela, it's not kosher yet.
Yes,
suffer trefer. So Ella, so therefore we have to flip up what Abaye said, and this will be okay for you, Mr. G. Kishe pieg v'meis, if the baby just shows like a small sign of like a breath, and then it dies, divrei kol mesum, no one's going to agree that that was considered a viable baby. Ki pligi, again, the suffix, whether 8 months or 9 months. Ki pligi b'nafo min agag v'achlo ari. The machlokis is when it gets killed by an outside source. So Mar Savar, Rosh Hashanah is going to say Mesu. It's still considered a Mes until it passes 8 days. Because that's what he said. You need 8 days. Umar Savar, the Chachamim are going to say, no, in that case, if it was killed by an outside force, we're going to view the Chazaka that it was alive. Chayu, if it's considered Chay, and therefore, being killed by this outside thing, the Chachamim are going to argue and say it's considered viable. What's the problem?
I don't understand
why it would be considered that when it was born, it was alive.
The God
for the baby, the God for a baby, for human, the God be chalitza, and for an animal, the God be b'chor. So the next baby born to this to the mother would not be considered b'chor. This was considered chai to be the b'chor. Okay.
Can you explain that? I don't understand. Just because it was killed by an external force, we're assuming now that it was viable baby. Why is that?
Not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Those who argue Rav Shimon Gamliel, they're going to go according to the rover, the cheskas chai. That was the right. We proved that people argue Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's their logic. Rav Shimon Gamliel is consistent all across. 8 days is 8 days is 8 days, or 30 days, depending on the case. These are the ones. The Bar Pelukta is going to say, no, it depends. We have the Cheskas Chai. If it just breathed a little bit and then died, we're going to view that it wasn't never considered alive. But if it's viable and then gets killed by something else, we're going to assume that we're going to follow the Chazaka and keep it alive.
I thought before has to be Petarechet.
Right.
So if this animal that was died within seven...
I hear. So maybe I gave a bad example.
I can't think of an aptamina for animals.
What does he say? So maybe about just being allowed to eat it? So Rashi says whether or not you'd be able to eat it if you shechted it. That's the nafkamina he
right.
Uses.
Yes.
Because you have to wait 8 days.
Right.
Okay. Rashi says, Gabi, good point. Okay, shkoyach. Gabi, behema nami, stam vla, behema sheshacha, betoches, mutter bachila, delo chazina be riusa, verov hayodos, enon apilos. But you can go according to the rov and say that it's considered, that it'd be mutter to be eaten. Okay, good. Okay. Now the Gemara brings two maisos. Breder of Dimi Bar Yosef is Yalid Le'ahu Yanuka, right? So the son of Rav Dimi Bar Yosef had a baby, and Nebuch begot Tosin Yom and Shachiv, and it died within 30 days. So Yosef comes Abel Alave, so he was sitting Shiva for the baby, right? Even though it died before 30 days. So Amalei Avua, so his father said to him, Savronisa Kabois Lemechal, why you want to eat everything that everyone's preparing all the food, the reason why you're sitting Shiva, because you just want to eat the meal? Why are you sitting Shiva? The baby wasn't viable. Didn't live till 30 days. So Amalei, Kimlei Beishakalu Chadasha. No, I know for a fact that it was a 9-month gestation. Again, I must have just had beer once with my wife 9 months ago, and then we never had beer again. There was no possibility. It was a 9-month baby, and therefore it's not considered a suffix, and therefore it's viable. Rav Ashi Ikulavei Rav Kahana, similarly, Rav Ashi went to the house of Rav Kahana. It's Ari Be Milsa. It also happened to him, something happened, which means the baby died, Begol Tlosin Yomim, within 30 days of its birth. Chazes, Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana, the Yosef comes Abalavei, that he was sitting Shiva, I guess. Amr Lei, so Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, Lo Safar Mar, don't you hold, Lahadam Rav Yehudam Rav Shmuel, Halach Rav Shem Gamliel, that Halach Rav Shem Gamliel, that by the Suffolk Ben Shmono Ben Tesha, that said Dino's because of Nafel, and therefore you don't sit Shiva. So Amr Lei, Kim Leib Gavei, Shekol Chadashiv. I know for a fact that it's not a Suffolk, that it was 9 months. Okay. Itmar. Next case. A woman has a baby, okay, because her husband dies, and then the baby dies within 30 days, right? So Itmar, so a woman whose husband dies, or she was dying even beforehand, her husband could have died during pregnancy, and she has the baby, Mace Besoch Shloshim, that baby dies within 30 days of birth. The Amda Viniskacha, so what does she do? She gets up, she feels she has a baby, she's not tied to the brothers, she goes and she gets betrothed, she engages herself to another man, not one of the brothers, right? This is the only baby that was born. So Amdam is gotcha. So what's going on? So what do you do? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Mishmei de Rabba, says the same of Rabba, Im Eishes Yisraeli, if this person that she just got engaged to is a Yisrael, so we don't have a problem. Choletzes, let her do chalitza with one of the brothers, Misafek, Choletzes, and then marry this other guy. No problem. Just do the chalitza, and we take care of the problem. But Im Eishes Kohenhi, but if she was Niskadish to Kohen, well, then you have a problem. If she does chalitza, she can't be married. She can't marry the Kohen, apparently. Right? Rashi says, "Im Eishes Yisrael he, im Eino Kohen Zesh Neskachelo Mut beChalitza Choletzes Min Asafik BeAchkar Kinase V'im Kohenu." But if she's engaged to a Kohen, she Tichlo Siasurlo. That if she does chalitza, then she's going to be also to the Kohen. Samchin La Derabanan. We don't hold. We're going to be so much on the sheet that we don't pass in like, which is the Rabbanan. We're going to say it's not a nefel, and therefore she's not going to be choletzes. So he says, imesh kohen, eino choletzes. So v'rav sharvia mishmei de rava amar, reshvara, in the name of rava, says, no, achazo v'achazo choletzes. In both cases, mi choletzes. Pasuk v'shum gamliel, this baby is not going to be considered viable. It makes sense. The Chachamim only said it would be considered viable if it was killed by an outside thing, if it was fell off the roof. Here, who says it fell off the roof? So therefore we say she has to be choletzes, and she doesn't marry this Kohen. Sometimes the halacha is just not fair, but that's what the halacha is.
Unless she knew it was only
right. She should have asked the shaila.
No, unless she knew it was a full term.
Right. So we're going to assume here that we don't know it's a full term baby. That has to be the case. So Amalei Ravina. So Amalei Ravina Rav Shravia. Ravina says to Rav Shravia, now don't tell me that it can't be choletzes. You only heard part of the shir. The orta amar Rav Hachi. In the evening. That's what Rabbi said, that she should do chalitza, even if it's Eishes Kohen. But it's Safra Hadarbe. But in the morning, he chazed the shir, and he retracted and said, if it's Eishes Kohen, that she's married to a Kohen, then she should just do chalitza. So Amalei, Rav Shravia, did not like this. And he was very biting in his response. He says, if that's the case, you should be mocked with fats as well. What do you mean you're muttering things? It's Azar, right? Yehi Rava, it's Yehi Ratzon, it means Yehi Rava, Yehi Ratzon, she tishru tarba, she tatiru, that you should be matter chalev as well. What's going on? You mean matter things that are not supposed to be mutter? Might as well matter chalev. That's a slippery slope argument. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara goes to back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we had the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that on Shabbos, you also give a bris milah to an androgynous. Androgynous is the animal that exhibits simonim of both the Zachrus and the Kavus. So he says, you do the it's Docha Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain what's the Svarah of Rabbi Yehuda that says, and he seems to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda is holding that the androgynous is a male. Because if it's that's why you can be Docha Shabbos and do the bris on Shabbos. So Amar of Shizevi, Amar of Chizda, lo lekol Amar of Yehuda androgynous Zacharu. Not in every instance does Rabbi Yehuda hold that the androgynous has the halacha, the dinim, of a male, of a zachar. It's only the gabin mila. She'ima to omer king, because if you would say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chol halacha, it's considered a male, the arachin yarech, when it comes to arachin, he should get the value of the male. Again, arachin, a few months ago, there's a table, if I say, harei alai arach this, you look at whether it's a male or a female, how old it is, you find it on the chart, and that's how much you owe. So, but the case is, let's say, I say, Erech Alai, this, and this is an androgynous, well, what do I give? So if you really held it was a zachar, you should give the amount that's on the chart for a zachar. Right? And how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no erechin for an androgynous? The Tanya, because we have the following brisa. It says in the pasuk, Ish ki lifo nedib erechon nefshos l'shem v'ayah erechon ha-zachar, the male, with a hey. It says hey, with the hey, is lo tumtum and lo androgynous. Not a male, not a tumtum, which is one who's the simanim are covered, and not an androgynous. Those aren't the male. So yochol lo yeh be'erech isha, val yeh be'erech isha. Okay, so if it's not, you don't put the value of the male, given the male value of the female. Tamal Omar, it says ha zachar, and then it says v'im nekeva. Zachar v'adai, nekeva v'adai. It's v'lom tumtum v'lo androgynous. It has to be specifically only, the erech only works if it's a vade male or a vade nekeva, not a tumtum and not an androgynous. Okay, that's wonderful. How do you know this is Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda anywhere. Our answer is, we've seen this a few times, Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. This brisa is from the Sifra, which is the Medrash Halacha on Sefer Vayikra, and we know, we established, that an anonymous Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Stam Mishnah's Remeir. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, this is Stam, this is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the androgynous is not considered a male, legabe erechin. But it is considered a male, legabe mila. Just finish up to the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned this, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the androgynous is not necessarily always considered a male, because we have the following case. Hakol Ksheirim LeKadesh. Kadesh here does not mean Kedushin. This is a Mishnah in Parah. So it's talking about being Mekadesh de Mechatas, sanctifying the water by putting the ashes of the Parah Duma in the water. And that's why something like this, knowing the source is very important. Talking about being Mekadesh de Mechatas. So Hakol Ksheirim LeKadesh, Chutz Micheirish, Shoti Vekatan, except for Sheirish Kotan Vekatan, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Vekatan, he says a Katan may do it, Uposel B'Isho B'Androgynous, he says, but a woman and an androgynous cannot. Obviously, you can, again, you see a sheet again, Rabbi Yehuda is not holding an androgynous to be a male in this case. We have to figure out why he's holding Marseh, so what's the difference by Mila? So Maishna Mila, so why by Mila does he hold an androgynous is considered a male, it's male enough in order to be Docha Shabbos, Lagabi Bris Mila, Mishun Lekseiv, it says, well, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, it says, Himolachem Kol Zachar. It doesn't say Himolachem Zachar, it says Himolachem Kol Zachar. Kol means to include even an androgynous. So therefore, an androgynous is considered in the Bris Mila, midst of the Bris Mila, and therefore it would be Docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll stop here by the Mishnah.